When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Marcus, there's only one place to start this week.
Oh, yes!
Once upon a time, Marcus, Jonathan Wolfe drafted a player. In the following game week, that player was injured. We thought that would be the ultimate curse of Wolfe. We were wrong. Sometime later, Jonathan Wolfe drafted a player whilst he was watching a match. And 7 minutes later, that player was struck down by the curse of Wolfe. We thought that was the ultimate curse of Wolfe, but we were wrong. The other week, Jonathan Wolfe himself was struck down by illness. And we thought that would be the ultimate curse of Wolf, but we were wrong. A global pandemic, Marcus, the ultimate curse of Wolf.
He's done it just as if infecting every single player he signed wasn't enough. If himself wasn't enough, he's done it on a global scale. We're all on lockdown.
Marcus, I can think of no better way to start the show. So why don't we get on with it?
Bradley, are you having a draft?
Sure are, mate!
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special episode for you today, not just for obvious reasons, but we are joined by, I think, the most amount of drafters we have ever had on Are You Having a Draft? So one by one, why don't we get them to introduce themselves, Marcus?
That's a very good idea. Who have we got first?
Hello, hello! This is Yare Jegbafume, a.k.a. the Cerebral Assassin. I am 13th.
Good afternoon, boys. Daniel Mantle here, manager of Mental Dandies. I am currently fourth.
Peter Everall of Evil FC and lying in sixth place.
Hi, Andy O'Neill here, manager of Lady Online FC, currently eighth in the draft.
Hi, Matthew Melaloo here. I'm the manager of Malulu's FC and I'm currently first place in the draft.
Hello, this is Nicholas Morgan, manager of Supermarket Sweepers and currently second.
Matt Brummett, 11th, manager of Super Keen Bromacticos.
Phil Cairns, changed name SE, currently in 12th.
Hi, fellas. Neil Dutton, manager of Pipe Dreamers FC, currently 3rd, I think, but it's been a long time since I checked the table.
Hi there, sports fans. This is Johnny Wolfe, manager of Fairy Tale Erotica, and I'm currently in 5th place. Would have been 3rd if the COVID-19 hadn't struck.
Classic Wolf.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. What a pleasure it is to have you all.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Bradley. Hello, Marcus.
Good to see you all, boys. Nice to have a little manager's meeting.
Hello, Matt. Hello, Nick. Hello. No, not Wolf. I'm not saying hello to you. Hello, Andy. Hi, Dutz. Mantle.
Marcus, I don't know if you remember us talking about this the other week, but we came off the back of a winter break game week saying it had been the longest game week in history.
Yes. I was thinking about that when we talked the other day and arranged this. I was thinking we're going to have to mention that because this has been the longest time ever.
The longest game week in history. I mean, we're probably going to have to go back to World War II times, I think, before you get a game week that's been suspended for as long. So, boys, let's ask the first question. Let's say the Premier League scrapped the season. We've got a few variables on what might happen to this season because nobody knows what's going to happen in the current climate. This is unprecedented territory. No one's been here before. We don't know how this sorts itself out. So the variables on what could happen to the Premier League season, there's quite a few. How would you like to see the Premier League solve this conundrum that we have? Yare, let's start with you.
I wonder what his answer might be.
You'd love the season to be null and void, wouldn't you, Andy?
Yeah.
Typical Evertonian, man. We could have won at your ground as well. I think they should play twice a week. There's only, what, 9-10 games left?
9 games, right?
Play twice a week.
When?
Twice a week, twice, 3 times a week. You can play Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Done. You can have a league. You play 3 times, you can have a league done in 3 weeks wrapped up. Or you
what,
can have
this week?
Well, not this week. Well, not for another. I'd say it should be, I think it should might start back again in June.
If you're playing Monday, Wednesday, Saturday?
Yes, 3 times a week, 100%. It could be done.
No, it can't be done.
Yes, how? No, stop that. No, 3 times a week, not a bother. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what they all got big squads for.
I think that's a good point, Yare. But the thing is, with how it's all working, when do you think they'd be able to train? Or when do you think they'd be able to start training from?
Right, so if we look to start back in June, I'd say the last 2 weeks of May, maybe week and a half of May. Let's not forget, these lads have their own personal programs that are all at their own houses, their million-dollar mansions, being able to train. Simple as that. It's not hard. These boys are quite naturally fit. They wouldn't need 2 weeks, 3 weeks just to get back up to speed. They've all been going to sign their own programs, their own. They've got their own caterers, they've got their own nutritionists. This is not a problem. They could play 3 times a week easy. All they need is a week and a half training and then back out on the pitch. Play 3 times a week. You don't need to train. You only get fit by playing games.
Easy as that. Thank you, Captain Yare.
Nicholas Morgan, what do you think on the subject?
It's got to finish. You cannot void the season. It has to finish regardless. I think they would have to work the schedule regardless. And basically, Yare's probably not too far off. Maybe 3 games a week is a bit heavy. I think he's coming from the point that he just wants to get the season done and dusted now. And he knows Liverpool can rotate through the squad. But it's regardless, it's got to finish.
Andy O'Neill, should we get the opposing view from an Everton fan? How would you like to see the season dealt with?
Oh, well, I think it would be immoral to think about finishing the Premier League at a time like this. Such global crisis going on. I think football needs to take a back seat for a while. I'm actually joking. I think in reality, I'm torn hugely over this because on the one hand, I'm missing the Premier League so much. I've got all this time in my life now. I just don't know what to do. There's an empty void of Gary Neville's screaming little voice that's missing in my life at the moment. But there comes this inevitable horror show that I'm not really emotionally prepared for when it does resume. So I don't really know what to wish for, to be honest.
How about you, Pete?
Well, as ever, I look to the Germans as an example in this situation.
And as ever.
As ever. So I think we should adopt the approach the Bundesliga has just taken.
Which is?
But what they've done, which I think is brilliant, is it's essentially the big 4 teams in the Bundesliga have raised a fund. They've all contributed to a fund, which they're giving to the other teams in the league to help them financially during this period.
Are you saying you want us to be German?
I'm saying, basically, if we were to take the Germans' approach, that would be Mal, Nick, Neil and Mantle chipping in for a little kitty for the rest of us.
What about finishing the season?
Yeah, we should finish the season. I think to build on Yare's point of 3 times a week, that would make game week captain choices very, very interesting and could ultimately influence a lot of chopping and changing in the league positions if we were to finish it.
Very well. Daniel Mantle.
Yeah, he's got to finish 100%. For me, you've got the championship. For me and Pete, we've got the championship to think about as well.
Good point.
Forest are in a position to get promoted into the Premier League for the first time in 20 years, and Stoke got a chance of getting relegated to League One. So I'd like to see that happen too. But on a Premiership point of view, I don't think it's necessary to have three games a week, as there's no pressure in the summer to finish it that quickly. I think two times a week would be suffice to finish in it in good time for them to have the 2 week break and then back to next season in August.
How about you, Johnny Wolf?
I guess you just have to see how things go. Lives are more important than football. So if you can finish the season, then obviously that's good. But I think you have to see how things go. I think that I'm a Villa fan, and obviously Villa are in the relegation zone, but we have a game in hand. So if we get up to parity with all the games, then there might have to be maybe a playoff for the relegation zones teams. But yeah, I don't know. They might have to somehow reduce the amount of games, but I don't know how that would work. But I doubt it would be possible to get all 10 or 11 games in and to start the season on time.
Mm. Matthew Melloo, how about yourself?
There are a few things to think about here. I'm top of the league, so naturally stopping everything now would benefit me in a draft situation. However, I think it needs to be finished if we can. I'm also a United supporter, so the fact that Liverpool haven't quite got it yet is very important. I think the big issue is that a lot of clubs will suffer. If they don't fulfil the TV rights, they have to hand back something silly like £700 million in revenue. For me, what I think needs to happen is they need to go through this lockdown period, get a week's worth of training in, and then I think we should start playing behind closed doors. At least get them on TV. Two a week sounds possible. Three a week, maybe a bit too much. And then when it seems safer for everyone to be going to matches again, then we can finish the season hopefully on a high. You know, football's a great unifier, and it's going to bring the country back together in the way that the English performance in the last World Cup really brought everyone together. I want this summer to be a celebration of sport. We've lost the Olympics. Maybe we push the football season toward the end of summer and that brings everyone back together again.
Well, on behalf of all the other drafters, mate, we'd like to thank you for interrupting the recording of the remake of Big Break to join us.
Mate, it's a pleasure. I like to make a little effort for the manager's conference. That, and I'm planning on taking Leighton Baines out for dinner later just to make sure he's okay. And I might go out for a quick game of snooker.
Snooker is actually a pretty good game for social distancing because you could stay about 2 metres apart from your opponent at any given time. It's one of the best, I would say.
And darts.
You could, but there's a lot of touching of the tables.
I was going to say, they are never clean.
That's true.
There's a lot of touching the table, a lot of like breathing on it. A lot of
breathing on it.
Relay races.
Do the old Ronnie the Rocket sweating all over the place. The important thing to learn here, boys, is you've got to clean your balls.
Here's a question for you, chaps. Let's say, for whatever reason, they suddenly decided that that was it. They were not going to play any more games of this current season. This leads us onto our predicament. What do we do about our season?
I think whatever happens in the Premier League is probably something that we would have to replicate in our draft. And because obviously, as everyone's new favourite word is unprecedented, as this is an unprecedented thing, would it mean that Liverpool win the title or would it mean that it's null and void?
Our draft season. This is a question for you, Marcus. Which would you go for with regards to our draft season?
For me, like the Premiership, I think it needs to finish. So I think our season needs to finish. And I think if it finished now, then I think Matthew Melaleu, as he's top of the league, should take the title as it stands.
Let's go to Nicholas Morgan. Yeah. How do you feel the season should
straight
end?
Up.
If it were to end right now.
Did Marcus just say that? Fucking hell. I'm sure we're all in agreement, right? The competition is still open. It's all to play for. Guys in the bottom three, all to play for. There's a bit of a tussle. I think Jonathan Wolf will probably have something to say for it because he is absolutely burning up the places.
Mantle
before this struck.
Saying the question Mantle is, the season stops. They play no more games. What do you? How does the season end for us, Nick? If there are no more games played in this season?
We'll have to get into a ring, like a wrestling ring, and we'll have to fight it out.
There's only one way.
Yeah. Mate, I'm winning that fight.
Super Mario Kart.
I'm fighting Yare.
And Melu at the same time. Mate, I beat the absolute bejesus out of you, and then I'll eat you alive.
Mate, I would knock the...
There isn't a single one of you could take me on, so good luck.
I think that's...
Yeah, I'm quick and gnarly, mate.
Quick and gnarly. I'll sit on you, bud.
This turned into a who's hard competition real quick, okay? Daniel Mantle, the season stops today. They're playing no more games. What do we do?
He'd be delighted.
I would be delighted. To be fair, I still think I've got a chance at podium. Wolf will slow down. Like Pete. They give it all that.
Am I not saying the question clear?
Sorry, yeah, my bad. I do think we should mimic what the Premier League does. However, I don't know. What do you do between Nick and Mel? The season I won, it was a clear winner. With these two, I mean, I think they're two front runners that do deserve a game of Mario Kart if that was to happen.
Peter Everill.
I think we've got four options. We can leave it as it is. So basically, current standings is how we finish the season. So Mel would be champion, Yare would be bottom. That would be one. We could void it, so we could just forget about this season and go on to next. We could go off my algorithm, is the third option. Or the fourth, we could use the form of the previous few games to predict the results of the last 10 games remaining.
Okay. We're absolutely not going off your algorithm. That's a load of bollocks.
Yeah, definitely not Pete's algorithm.
Option two, please.
Pete, have you crunched the numbers to see what the form was for the last few games and what that would do for the next 10?
No, I haven't, but I might do because I've got a bit of time on my hands now.
Good boy. Yeah. Bit of homework.
Glad.
Andy O'Neill.
I think Pete's options are interesting. I would discount the one about the algorithm because the algorithm is basically things that Pete thinks not written down.
Exactly. It's a biased algorithm.
I think our draft, what happens to our draft has got consequences for next season. So whoever wins gets a star, they get ceremonially appreciated and get the honour of winning the draft. And then consequently, whoever's bottom gets the shame of having to cater and even the wooden spoon. And those things are all really good fun and all have a bearing on next season and what we do in the summer as well. For now, we're not tied into the 750 million TV rights conundrum that the Premier League are. So we have a bit more freedom than they do to choose. I think in this circumstance, I'd go for, let's just call it where we are now, and Mel would win and the bottom three are the bottom three.
Jonathan Wolf.
Well, you got to see what happens. I think that probably I'd say you'd have to finish the season as it is. But of course, you've got to see what happens in the Premier League. If it hadn't been stopped, I was surging. And I definitely would have overtaken Mantle and Dutts, potentially challenging for second. If the Premier League stopped, then I think you just have to go on the current places. And so Melu should be champion, yeah. And it's not like there's 1 point in it. He's got a hefty lead.
Melu, have you answered this question yet? I don't think you have, have you?
I have not answered this question.
Far away, Paul.
Obviously, I'm the most biased member of the group when it comes to what we do if the Premier League decide to cut it off and keep things as they are or make it null and void. The Premier League, there's the question of fairness. Everyone has to play everyone else. That's how the teams work. Everyone plays each other twice. With the draft, we aren't a specific team. We've picked an eclectic mix of players from all different teams. Therefore, they don't need to play each other twice. Wherever it stops is where it lands. It's not a case of trying to make sure they all get the same amount of games. We've picked players who've had an equal chance and everyone is on parity as far as that's concerned. So, yeah, if they cut it off, then it stops where it stops and the standings of the last game week are the result. I would like to see it to the end. But that's the fact of life.
For some reason, Melu, your answer made it seem like you thought about this conundrum the most.
Don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Absolutely.
I mean, having heard the viewpoints of our fellow drafters, I have to say I'm in agreement with one or two of them. I kind of feel that were the season to finish there and then, I think we would be bound to the league table as it stands and to wipe away the efforts of all the drafters this season would seem somewhat frivolous. What I would say is that we would have to let Yare off of the, I think it's a £100 fine, might even be £200, for not breaking the 1,000-point barrier. He's 7 points away. The season is stopped short. I think you'd have to think that in those nine games, he could possibly make up those 7 points to get him over 1,000. Who knows? It seems pretty bad, but we probably have to let him off that fine. That being said, I feel I'm in agreement with many a drafter. We probably have to crown Matthew Melaleu and give him his first ever draft title.
Don't all cheer at once.
I think one thing that is clear, I completely agree with what you just said, but like the Premier League, if it was to finish now, I think we can all agree that it is tainted. So if anyone was to win either the Premier League or the draft, it is with some... It's not like really winning it, is it? It's something less than that, I would say.
Of course you'd say absolute blue nonsense.
Tell you what, boys, I'll come up with a compromise for you. If it stops right now and I'm crowned champion, what you should do is put two stars next to my name. One that I've won and the other one's an asterisk just to say, you know, it was something weird happened, a bit of a caveat. And I'll live with the two stars.
Phil, got a question for you, mate.
What is it?
Premier League decide to finish the season as is.
Yeah.
What do we do in terms of our draft season?
Well, I mean, everyone's played the same game, so probably just keep it as is. That's it.
Mm, straight to the point.
I mean, Yari's never getting out last. I mean, who's in first?
Mate, Shut up, man.
You've got a pathetic team, mate. The chap at the top, is it the top? Melaleu will win. I'll come second last. That's it. So I guess overall, just to be clear, the most important places are top and last, right? So yeah. Anyone going like, oh, but I want to come third or whatever, that's pathetic. Anyone who thinks first is the only one that counts and then last counts second as much. So that's it. That's what I think.
Matthew Brummett, how do you feel about this subject?
I think that we've got to put the health of people at first. So I don't know what that means in practice. But I think if we just all clap Mel now because he's top, but I don't think it should be an official title win.
When I was outside clapping the NHS the other night, I was also partly clapping for Mel, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, if anything, I am a key worker.
But yeah, no, I think like I do with the Premier League, I think you just write it off as a kind of questionable season, and we just go back fresh next season.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I still believe I can win.
Mate, you still believe you can win season two.
Erotica fans want to see the season finished.
Also, I've got Leroy Sané on a 13-game week at the moment, so he's going to smash it.
Yeah, well, here's another issue, chaps. All of a sudden, people's decisions on certain players, not mentioning any names, but have suddenly...
Oh, I got rid of Harry Kane. Ooh.
But suddenly there's been a hell of a backlash. The decisions that were made with no prediction of coronavirus coming around and sweeping through the league.
But Mantle's entire team will be fit soon.
Apart from Hudson.
Pogba still won't play.
I was going to say Marcus.
Paul Pogba.
I read on Teletext earlier that Solskjaer is going to play Sergio Romero up front for the rest of the season.
I'm going to make a bold statement. I think Pogba's played his last United game.
That's not a bold statement.
That's a metallic statement, mate.
Well, he's got 2 years left on his contract and potentially 8 more game weeks, so it's still reasonably bold, but I think he's done. Wearing the Juve shirt for his home training session the other day. If Fergie was in charge, that's him sold the next day.
You got any bold statements for us, Johnny?
Yeah. I mean, Ashley Barnes could be back soon. So that's good.
I guess I could have done what Bradley did and got rid of Son Heung-min, like when I thought he was out for the season. But I thought, nah, Son's a fucking lad. He's going to come back for the last few games. anyway, even without this break, it sounded like Kane was going to come back for the last five games or something anyway. So you jump the gun. Sometimes you've got to just sit with pure good players on your bench that aren't playing with the hope that they're going to come back and get you some points.
You foresaw coronavirus and that's why you held on to Heung-Min Son, was it?
No. It's just because he's Son and he's just, well, he played the whole game with a broken arm and then had to go and get surgery. But I thought he'll probably be back for a good few games at the end. Anyway, I did think, who cares? But I thought I was turning the corner. You know what I mean? The last couple of months, I've been like doing much better. So
you've not moved a place in 12 months.
I haven't moved a place, but I was much further behind.
That's mental why he's held on to Pogba all season.
Brummett, mate, is Brummett here?
Yeah, I'm lurking.
He might agree with this because I think it got mentioned in the WhatsApp. Literally anything that I look at when Pogba's going to be back, he's going to be back here. I don't know, start of Feb, he's injured. Start of March, he's injured. And it gets to a point where I get him out, he's going to come back, isn't he? Straight away.
I sympathise with Mantle there. I think there's a lot of it where if you've got a player, like you said, in hindsight, it's easy to say, oh, well, he's been out for the rest of the season. But if you've got Pogba's back in two game weeks and you ship him off for Yakanabash or some shit Brighton midfielder, like you're gonna look like an absolute goon, aren't you?
And this is the problem. Is you got Lloris that was out for 6 months or whatever. Harry Kane, you know, I sort of agree with Bradley to get rid of Harry Kane, but anything that I looked at, Paul Pogba was coming back in 2 weeks.
Well, thank you very much, chaps. That all seems pretty, well, it doesn't seem unanimous, but when it comes down to it, it feels like everyone will be hard-pressed not to hand the trophy over to Melaleu, no matter what happens. But I tell you what, Marcus, at least this whole coronavirus thing, which obviously we don't know what effect it's going to have on this season, in football or in life in general, but at least this didn't happen in 2016.
Oh, thank God it didn't happen in 2016. Leicester has never been the same since. And if it hadn't happened, God knows what would have happened.
We've been robbed of one of the greatest seasons in football history, whereas this year, not too many people will be that devastated. A lot of people in Liverpool will be devastated.
I think the blue side of Liverpool will be absolutely ecstatic.
half of Liverpool will be absolutely gutted. The rest of the country will be like, meh.
Whatever.
Yeah. Gentlemen,
aye, aye.
Shall we play 15 to 1?
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Yare Jegbafume of Cerebral Assassins. Matthew Melaleu of Malulu's FC. Philip Cairns of Change Name FC. Daniel Mantle of Mental Dandies FC. Nicholas Morgan of Supermarket Sweepers. Jonathan Wolfe of Fairy Tale Erotica. Marcus Ellard of Wedding Crashers FC. And Peter Everill of Evil FC are all here today to play football's 15 to 1 with your host, Mr. Bradley James.
Why they haven't made a dance remix track of that, I shall never know. However, we're going to have to play 8 to 1 because we haven't got 15 people here. Ooh. The way you play is we will be testing your football knowledge. How this will work is there will be three rounds. In the first round, you will be given two lives. You will be asked two questions. If you answer a question wrong, you lose one of those lives. If you answer both of your questions wrong, you will be out of the game. If you proceed to the next round, you will get an extra life. And we'll cover that round when we get to it. Okay, everybody currently on three lives. First question to Yare Jegbafume. Yare, who was the last English manager to win the top flight title?
I think he's got the answer.
Yes. Go for it.
Howard Wilkinson.
Correct. Melaleu, which team has won the most FA Cups?
Arsenal.
Correct.
I Phil, got one right!
What year did the Premier League start?
91.
Incorrect. 1992. Mantle, which team won the first FA Cup to be played at Cardiff's Millennium Stadium?
Arsenal.
Liverpool. Which Premier League team play at Bramall Lane?
It's easy.
Sheffield United.
Correct. Jonathan Wolfe, who is the highest scoring foreign player in Premier League history?
Mo Salah.
What?
Incorrect. The answer is Thierry Henry.
What's the matter with you, Johnny? In the upper 2 years? 3 years? Well, fuck me, man.
Marcus.
If it's not Leicester, he won't know.
Against which team did Wayne Rooney score his first ever goal?
He's frozen.
Come on, this is a gimme.
Liverpool?
Oh, come on, man.
Incorrect.
Oh, well, this is going to be a really odd one, isn't it? I can tell by the fact that you're laughing before you say it.
Marcus, the answer was Arsenal. Pete, which player holds the record for the most goals in consecutive Premier League games?
Oh, such an easy one.
That's easy.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. You know this.
I know this.
Stop asking Sean, mate.
Is it Ruud van Nistelrooy?
Incorrect. Jamie Vardy.
Oh.
Vardy.
You remember that whole thing 3 years ago? Yeah.
Was it against United? He scored?
Yep.
Yeah, it was. I was watching that.
Yare, this to stay in the game.
Ah.
Which two non-English clubs have played in the Premier League?
Oh, I know this.
Non-English. Swansea, Cardiff.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Yare. You're 3 points down.
Hold on, Yare.
Melaloo. Who is the most expensive auction draft in Ahad history?
Mohamed Salah.
Congratulations, Melaloo. You're through to the next round. Phil, Mario Kart decided the draft order of new drafters in Season 2. What console was it played on?
Oh, I remember this.
Super Nintendo.
Congratulations. You're through to the next round. Daniel Mantle, this to stay in the game. Who were the only team England beat in the group stages of the 2002 World Cup?
I'm going to say Romania.
Daniel Mantle, thank you for playing.
Who was it? Yeah, who was it?
No.
David Beckham scored a penalty against Argentina.
Oh, I thought that was last 16.
Ooh. Right through the middle.
I thought that was last 16.
You're wearing the shirt of that World Cup as well.
Straight down the middle.
Nicholas Morgan. Who were the first team to field a starting 11 that contained no English players?
Oh, awesome. It's got to be.
Probably a foreign team.
Chelsea.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Should have gone for.
Premier League team. All right, yeah.
Jonathan Wolfe.
Yes, Bradley.
Who is the Premier League's all-time leading goal
scorer? Is it?
Agbong,
I had to take your first answer.
Is it Sergio Aguero?
That's also incorrect. Thank you for playing, Jonathan Wolfe. It was Alan Shearer.
Alan Shearer, mate.
Marcus Ellard. Who scored the first ever Premier League goal?
That is a
blood belter, hell,
isn't it? What an absolute corker.
Brian Robson.
Oh, so close. Brian Dean. Marcus, thank you for playing.
Oh, come on.
That was hard. That was fucking hard.
Yeah, that was a tough. That was brutal.
Oh, tough, mate.
Peter, which country did England beat on penalties in the 2018 World Cup?
Oh, come on.
Colombia.
Oh, Peter's my best friend.
And at the end of round one, we have five drafters who have made it through. They are Yare, who now has two lives. Melaloo, who has three lives. Phil, who has two lives. Nick, who has two lives. And Pete, who has two lives.
Got an easy one, Pete.
Yeah.
The way this next round works is that you can either answer a question yourself and accrue points, or you can nominate someone else to answer a question to try and take away one of their lives. Ooh.
I know who I'm hunting.
You get 10 points per correct answer. Yare, we'll start with you. Harry Kane was the Golden Boot winner at the 2018 World Cup. Who is England's other Golden Boot winner?
Easy.
Oh, Michael Owen.
Fucking hell, man.
The answer was Gary Lineker.
This was all in Match of the Day last Saturday night, so... Yeah.
Matthew Melaloo. Who is Southampton's all-time top goal scorer?
Ah, fuck's sake, man. Give him the fucking easy one, though.
His face suggests otherwise.
I am going to nominate Peter Evans.
Can't nominate. You've got to answer it.
Damn it!
Are you kidding me?
Danny Ings.
What is your problem, mate? He's only just been there for a season.
Matt Letizier.
Phil.
Nomination. Matthew Mialu.
You don't get to nominate at this stage. No one's answered the question, right?
All right, sorry, mate.
Cheeky. Which mess. Premier League team's mascot is Chirpy the Cockerel?
Chirpy.
Fucking hell.
Who is that? That's a tricky one there.
No, it's not.
Current team.
Which Premier League team's mascot is Chirpy the Cockerel?
Norwich.
Ooh. Incorrect. The answer was Tottenham Hotspurs.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
No one's got a question right so far this.
Chirpy the Cockerel.
Chirpy the
Can I come back in the game?
Nicholas Morgan.
I feel embarrassed with my two answers.
Nicholas Morgan. Who is the oldest player to score at a World Cup?
Ah, oh, I know this. Can you pass it to me? Go on.
Fucking hell.
Come on!
He can't.
Crespo.
What? Where did that come from?
Incorrect. The answer.
Roger Miller.
Roger Miller. Pete, how many teams were involved in the first ever Premier League season?
Ooh. 22.
Correct. Pete, question or nominate?
I will nominate Mantle.
He's out.
He's out. He's out
again.
I will nominate Melaloo.
Oh, thank
no, God. I will nominate Nick Morgan.
Fuck off.
No, I'm not taking Phil Carnes. Phil Carnes, let me go after Phil.
Carnes.
Right,
Phil.
Yeah.
Who has scored the most Premier League goals for one club?
That's an easy one.
Shearer.
Ooh, Carnes.
Phil Cairns, thank you for playing. The answer was Wayne Rooney.
Rooney.
No, oh, that surprises me. I thought it'd been Thierry Henry.
That's Pete, what I thought as well.
Question or nominate? Wayne Rooney has 183 goals for Manchester United. Thierry Henry has 175.
I'll nominate Yare.
Yare. Who missed a penalty in the opening ceremony of USA 94?
Oh, I remember this.
Who missed a penalty? Missed a penalty. Oh,
this
no.
is a good one. This is a good one.
Davor Šuker.
Yeah, all right, thank you for playing. The answer was Diana Ross.
Yeah.
And we're down to our final round. And our finalists are Matthew Melaloo, who has two lives, Nicholas Morgan, who has one life, and Peter Everall, who has two lives.
If I go out, this is potentially the quiz that decides who wins the actual draft.
Peter, you're currently on 10 points. Melaloo has 0 points, and Nicholas Morgan has 0 points.
Nonsense.
Peter, you still have control of the board. Question or nominate?
Nominate Matthew Melaloo.
Matthew, in 2009, Darren Bent's winning goal against Liverpool for Sunderland had deflected off of what?
Oh, for God's sake, like, oh, the freaking easy ones, man.
Yari, they're only easy if you know the answer, mate.
Was it a bird?
The answer was a beach ball.
Oh.
Peter, question or nominate?
After that, I've got to nominate Melaloo again, haven't I?
Oh, what's fair about that? Come on, mate. Spread it out.
It's a Melaloo. Game, mate.
It's a game.
Spread it out. Which drafter had the first ever pick in the Are You Having a Draft draft?
Marcus Ellard.
Correct.
Robin Van Persie.
I wouldn't have known that.
Melaloo, question or nominate?
I'm going to nominate that fucker Peter Everall.
This will be a really easy question, though. You watch. This,
all right, Marcus.
Peter.
Friends. Football friends.
Give me an easy one.
Which was the first side in the English top flight to record an unbeaten season?
Arsenal, the Invincibles.
Incorrect. The answer was Preston North End. Ooh. Melaloo, question or nominate?
I nominate Nicholas Morgan, because I'm fair.
Nicholas, which team has conceded the most total goals in the Premier League era?
Ooh. Oh, I know this one.
I'd go, yeah.
I know who I'd go with.
Yeah.
West Ham.
The answer was Everton. Nicholas Morgan, thank you for playing.
Oh. Cheers, Mel.
We're down to our last two finalists.
Mel wins the league. Mel wins the draft.
They both have a whopping 10 points each.
How much do you lose if you lose a question?
You lose a life, mate.
What's the points got to do with anything?
That's how you well, win.
If you answered a bunch of questions right.
Oh, yeah.
And then got out, but the other person had no points, you'd still win the game if they didn't get as many points as you.
Good.
Pete's really struggling with isolation.
Melaloo, question or nominate?
I'm going to nominate Peter Everill.
Peter.
Yeah.
The record loss for a home team in the top flight is 9-0. Name the losing side.
Southampton.
Correct.
Ooh.
Question or nominate?
Do you like them apples? Nominate. I'm going to nominate Matthew Melaloo.
Matthew.
Yes, Bradley.
I can't believe this question's come up, but it's only fair. I swear this has come up randomly. Okay, Matthew, your question. Who was the second ever pick in draft?
It was me old mucker, Leighton Baines.
Correct. Sorry, Matthew, mate. Question or nominate?
I'm going to nominate Peter Everill.
Peter, American Express sponsors which Premier League team?
I believe they also sponsor their stadium, and I'm going to go for Brighton Hove Albion.
That's correct.
Damn it, I actually knew that one.
And Hove Albion.
Peter, question or nominate?
I'm going to, it's the safest to nominate. Nominate. Who did Melaloo pick as captain this season?
Melaloo, which Arsenal player scored a goal in the final of France 98?
Thierry Henry.
The answer was Emmanuel Petit. Matthew Melaloo, thank you for playing. Oh. Peter Everill, you are today's champion of 15-8-1.
Well done.
Well done, Pete.
Well done, Pete. That was pure skill.
There we have it, Marcus. A quarantine episode of Are You Having a Draft?
The wonders of modern technology have managed us all pretty much to get together and share another episode, which is brilliant.
It's quite impressive. We had quite the turnout for this episode. I'm very happy.
Yeah, because no one had to go anywhere and no one's working. And that's
no
really
one
good.
Had an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to be brushing up on your football knowledge for the next 15-1?
I am going to have to. I feel like some people got luckier with their questions than others. Just going to say it.
You do know that football started prior to 2016, though, just to...
Yes, I do. And this is the thing. There's some people that really like to go on about that. But I do know that football started before 2016. And I was a big fan. I always have been of Leicester. Not that some people are going to listen.
I want you to go on YouTube the first ever Premier League goal.
I'm going to, actually. In fact, I'm going to do that. As soon as we finish this conference call, I'll get straight on it and have a watch.
It's a lovely little header. It's against Man United as well. Douche.
Oh, couldn't have happened against a better team.
So, folks, something of an episode for you. For obvious reasons, it is slightly unorthodox. I imagine there'll be a few other slightly unorthodox episodes coming your way. We shall drip feed them to you.
But it's good to keep everyone on their toes, so keep an eye out on social media, and we'll surprise you with some isolation insights.
Oh, you're going to surprise us, aren't you, Marcus? With some of your insights.
Well, we'll try.
Just before we go, we should say thank you. We'll start off with the man with the plan who's making this happen right now, Matthew Melaloo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matthew.
Pleasure, boys.
Also, we'd like to thank our wonderful composer, the brilliant CJ Pandit.
CJ! Put a shoulda, woulda, coulda, put a shoulda, woulda, put a Pandit!
Who else have we got, Bradley?
We should also say thank you to Kate Bellamy at kate.made.this for the artwork, as well as Will Coburn for the photography at Will Coburn with one L.
Thanks, Will. Also, we'd like to thank, especially at these tough and unpredictable times, our friends and hosts, the wonderful people over at Acast.
Ooh, especially our Acast friends. Ooh, podcast friends.
But seriously, thanks, Acast. Well, there we have it. And until next time,
draft safe, baby.
Before everyone goes, turns out Ed Norton was Tyler Durden.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.